Hello, you're listening to 91.3 FM WTSR at the College of New Jersey. Welcome to Club Talk. WTSR and the TC&J Office of Student Involvement are co-sponsoring a series of on-air shows that feature a rotating schedule of on-campus clubs and organizations. Each group will present interviews, discussions, or introductions centered on their organization's area of focus.
Hey, thank you for tuning in to 91.3 FM WTSR. We're the Trendtones, and today we are going to be featured on this segment. So to tell you a little about who we are TC&J's only competitive a cappella group. We were founded in 2002 by a group of passionate students with a shared love of a cappella music. We compete annually in Varsity Vocals' Mid-Atlantic International Competition of Collegiate A Cappella, ICCA, where we have advanced to semifinals the past 3 years, receiving awards for Outstanding Arrangement, Outstanding Soloist, and Outstanding Choreography in 2018, 2019, and 2020, respectively. In addition, we have hosted workshops with middle schools and high schools all over New Jersey, and we regularly perform at weddings, engagement parties, event receptions, ICHSA deliberations, and even had the amazing opportunity to open for the Grammy Award-winning group, Pentatonix. We, the Trendtones, take pride in our musicianship and our members that make it possible due to their diverse backgrounds and wide range of interests. Our mission is to foster growth, friendship, musicality, leadership, and love through our shared passion of performing a cappella music. So there's a couple of us here today, so I just want to go around and introduce ourselves. So my name is Adrian Camano, and I'm the president of the Trendtones.
Hi, my name is Jillian Carruthers. I'm the vice president of the Trendtones.
Hi, how you guys doing? My name is Terrence O'Donkor. I am the co-music director of the Trendtones.
How you doing? My name is Kieran. I am the treasurer of the Trendtones.
Hey, everyone. My name is Peter Corso, and I'm the other co-music director of the Trendtones.
Hey guys, my name's Elizabeth and I am the secretary of the Trendtones.
Cool. So we make up the executive board of the Trendtones. And as we said, we're all very excited to be here talking to you. So we're going to talk a little bit about the ICCAs and what it is and why we compete and perform in it. So Terrence, do you want to talk to us a little bit about why we do what we do?
Yeah. So basically, just so you guys can know what ICCAs are, is if you've seen the movie Pitch Perfect, that film is actually based around the competition ICCA, which is the International Competition of Collegiate A Cappella. Now, that competition, although very extravagant and dramatized in that movie, is in fact real. And it is something that college groups do and take very seriously. Like us, for example, we take that very seriously. And it's something that we work very hard on every year. We do choreography, we create arrangements, we practice for hours. We even have a retreat that we do every winter where we sleep at the Trendtones' house, which we have near the school, and we just work day and night for our set. So what that is a 12-minute set, it's a 12-minute maximum of choreography and arrangements, usually about 3 to 4 songs with various soloists and tricks and all these cool things that happen. And then you have a quarterfinal, a semifinal, and then the finals across 5 different regions, including a region in the UK. So it's a pretty cool event, and it's something that we really love to be a part of and are really privileged to be a part of every year. And we really take it, we take every competition with a grain of salt. We're just very happy to be able to share our music and also, you know, keep that competitive spirit alive of whatever sport or kind of events that we had in high school, you know?
Yeah, Kieran, you've been performing in the ICCAs for a while now, right? You've been in the group for how long?
This is my 5th year in the group, which is typically untypical. But it's a lot of fun. And we've seen a lot of different competitions and how the ICCAs have changed over the years. Not so much the competition itself, but the actual performers and how great the performers have gotten and how strong the competition has grown.
Cool. What about you, Peter? I know it's your first year being music director. How was that experience for you this year?
It's really gratifying. I've never been in a situation before where I get to hear other musicians perform music that I've arranged or written or taken part in creating. And this is the first setting in which I get to actually do that. And it's so cool. To hear the thoughts in your head that you just think are like on a MIDI file or you're just banging around on a piano. Like, no, people are actually singing that now. And even in a virtual setting, it's really special. And I just wanted to talk to one point about the ICCA and especially the group in particular. It can, when we get into terms like we're talking about the retreat and how like we're laser focused, which we are, it can almost sound cult-like. And I can just assure you it is not. And it's really just a group of friends who are really just passionate about music. And we come from all different backgrounds. I'm a political science and music major. We have communications majors, bio majors, chem majors, education majors, such a wide variety of interests. And our defining focus is music. And that's what we're here to do, is create music. And we just happen to compete, I think. And we're just happy to be together making music.
Awesome. So I know this year we had a pretty rough year in terms of our experience as an a cappella group. You know, how have we, you know, overcome these challenges, and what are some things that we've been doing, you know, to continue singing and sharing our love for a cappella?
Yeah, well, one of my roles as a vice president is to plan events, and that's been really challenging to do. TCNJ's policy for the spring semester allowed 3 on-campus events. And unfortunately, there's just been a lot of things happening that we weren't able to get on campus this year and utilize those events. So that's been really hard. I've really missed singing with the whole group as a whole. But yeah, that's definitely one thing that has changed. We're not together rehearsing, you know, we're over Zoom, which Terrence can talk more about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the rehearsal process over Zoom has definitely been something that's very challenging. We've been trying to figure out, we've actually been trying to subsidize a lot of the time that we would otherwise be using in person to have recordings sent. So myself and Peter would take the time to listen to recordings that group members have sent in of them practicing, and then we would give notes to them as would be done if we were in person. That way, to try and recreate the experience of singing something, getting notes back, re-singing it, getting notes back, and so on and so forth until you perfect your music. Now, this is a very long-winded process, being that we can't hear things in real time, but at the same time, we want to make sure that we're still putting ourselves in a position where we're not just, you know, taking the time off or not doing anything during this time, just because we want to make sure that we're keeping each other, we're keeping ourselves like spry and ready to go for when we do get back in person, because we want to make sure that our musicianship is really at the top level that it can be. So when we get back to ICCAs in person, all that stuff, we're not a whole year behind, or at this point, 2 years behind, almost. It would be 2 years by then.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing like singing in a group of people though, and being together. I think we've really tried to adapt to this new situation, but it has been really hard. But all of the members are there for each other. We're a family. So we've all tried to keep that like spirit alive. And we've even started things like a study hall Zoom, which is when we do like, you know, work together. We all miss each other so much, and we're just so excited to get back in the fall, hopefully.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, totally. Elizabeth, I know you haven't spoken yet. We want to include you. How has outreach, you know, changed with the pandemic? What are some things that you've been doing in order to, you know, further the Trentone's name and get our, you know, our group out there a little bit more?
Yeah, definitely. So as Adrian just said, I kind of handle like the social media side of like the Trentone's. So I'm promoting us through Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. I made the website. And what Jill was saying, I think, about just how we've tried, and Jill and Terrence have been saying about how we've tried to record ourselves singing and then put it into videos. It's definitely not the same, but it is just like, it's a nice way to show that we're still, you know, meeting and we're still singing together. And yeah, it's also been challenging, I would say, just even trying to think of new things to post, definitely as of late, because we did record a few different songs, but now, and you know, you have regular birthday posts and stuff like that. But now I'm like trying to come up with new ideas to just engage the fans more and maybe do some more Instagram like takeover stuff with the members, just so fans can just get to know us a little better, because no one's really seen us this past year.
Yeah, definitely. I just want to continue with our conversation here about the ICCAs. So, you know, talk us through the process of what we did this year, how it was different with the pandemic, Terrence. Like, what'd we do with the ICCA video?
Yeah, so usually our ICCA set is about 12 minutes long and consists of 3 to 4 songs. And we all of a sudden had to take that large project that we're used to doing and confine it all the way into a 4-minute video of one song. And it was definitely a really difficult process, but it was something that we had to really figure out. So once we figured out our song and we started learning our song in the way that we talked about before the break, how we would just have videos be sent in. Once everyone learned it, we had a very long recording process. I'm lucky enough to have a studio in my basement of my home that has recording equipment and is set up to record vocals. So I had one person at a time come in, one person a day over the span of a month, with windows open and masks, and disinfected every inch of my home when people came in and when people left. And we just recorded everybody one person by one person. And once we got all that compiled together, I edited the audio and mixed it all together. And throughout that same process, we also did some videos of just facial shots of people while they're at my home, as well as one day where we took all the soloists, when we had seven soloists for this song, which, you know, was also something new that we were trying to spread out the soloists throughout the song. We took those around TCNJ's campus, and we used the snow and the nice scenery that we had available to us, and we took some videos, compiled it all together, and sent it off to ICCA. So yeah, it was definitely a learning experience. If anything, it was a really big learning experience for us. And although we likely will not be having to compete in that form, in that formation again, in that way again, hopefully,
yeah.
I think a lot of the skills that I personally learned, and I think the group learned as well, are really going to carry with us to other endeavors, not only with the Trentones, but anything else anyone does musically. And I think it just really helped to show us as a group that we are capable of producing great music regardless of where we are. And I think that really helps us to realize that this is where we belong. We belong with each other. We belong singing with each other.
I agree, Terrence. I think that's perfectly said. And I think what you said was it was difficult this year, but I think a lot of where the difficulty came was from the difference in the format. Like you said, we did all the recording, right? So normally we do a lot of preparation and then we go and it's one take, we're done. We perform it, then we get off stage and then we get to feel the rush of it and then we get to move on. In this case, we did all the preparation that we would normally do and then we came and we recorded it and then had a lot of post-production things. And then we had a video day where we actually came together safely, of course, and then spaced out. We did all the recordings and the videos and then we had more production on top of that. And it was definitely different, totally different. I think we all learned a lot, as you said, but I think it's just interesting that there's so many different styles of showing performances, and this was like eye-opening definitely to us, just to see how there are different ways of performing, maybe even outside of ICC as another thing.
For sure. Like there's nothing like performing in front of a live audience, and but we are grateful that we had this opportunity even to perform in the ICCAs this year, despite it being in this like very strange format, very different format, but it was a good learning experience, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Here, Elizabeth, anything to add?
Yeah, I was actually going to say in terms of that learning experience, learning and recording the ICCA set is a wholly different, it's a different beast, even when we're in person, when we're able to be in person. So yeah, it's 8 minutes shorter than it usually would be, but it's still a musically different like specimen that we have to learn. And I think Terrence did a great job arranging it and putting it together, and it fit the virtual setting really well. But it's just, we gotta shout out the whole group for like putting in the work and learning every single dynamic, every single note, every single rhythm. It takes a lot of time and practice. I think for the group to have something to focus on like that in such a crazy situation that's still going on was really helpful and really at least helped me dial in and kind of say, okay, I can pinpoint this and like I can work on this section today, or I can listen to this person's video today. And it gives you a larger sense of community, I think, when you have something like that to work on.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so I want to shift gears here and just talk about some of our upcoming plans, and also, you know, what are ways that if some people on campus are looking to audition for our group, you know, what what do they have to do? So maybe Terrence and Peter, as our music directors, you want to talk to us about, you know, what our plans are and how we can, you know, encourage people to audition and what they would have to do for that, and, you know, how it changed with the pandemic, maybe.
Absolutely. So for this semester, we're doing, I think, a total, we're going to put out over the course of the summer, a total of 8 songs that we've worked on in both the fall and the spring, just to give ourselves more time to really focus on the music. And our focus for this concert, this virtual concert that we're going to be putting together, is for our seniors. And we have 5 great seniors that are going to be graduating. And it's heartbreaking for us to watch them have to go through this virtual semester and not be able to perform their senior songs in person, because that's a tradition in the group. Every senior gets to pick either a song they auditioned with or a song that they really love, and it's arranged and performed by the whole group with them as the soloist. And we don't want to let that die in a virtual setting. So we have our 5 senior songs that we're learning right now. Actually, we're on our 2nd and 3rd as we're recording this. And we have 2 more that we're looking forward to recording. And we're going to give ourselves the semester to record it. And then Terrence is going to work very hard over the course of May and June. And we're hoping to put out a virtual concert in late June, early July, that features 2 of the songs that we worked on last semester, a few of the new ones that we've done this semester, as well as the senior songs, which we think will be a really great testament to the work that we've done in the virtual setting. I'm really excited to see the final product.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely going to be something new. Because like we said, we've just been doing a lot of virtual stuff, as everyone. Yeah. we're just really trying to get our mixing and video chops up and trying to just put out content and just keep making music. Speaking of keeping making music, if that makes any sense, I don't think that's good. Come the fall, hopefully, as President Foster has said, and if you check your pause, all your classes should say in person now. So hopefully we'll be back in person, and with being in person comes in-person auditions again, which will be a really, really refreshing thing to do once again, and to bring new members into the group, not to replace the seniors, but to, you know, just bring us some new life into the group and bring some new voices, bring some new love for music into the group, so we can keep doing what we love and what we're here to do. And it would basically just be what we've always done. If you're not familiar with our audition process, it's actually quite similar to the other groups on campus, those other groups being iTunes, Troublemakers, and Voice of Hope. And what it usually consists of is 1 song, possibly 2, of just whatever best fits your voice, whatever you think is going to most impress us, possibly some vocal scales and some rhythm exercises. And then you would be called to callbacks, where you would sing a song that the Trentones actually have arranged and we have performed before. And you get to sing with us, get to learn your part, whatever voice part you are. And then, you know, whatever happens from there happens. And I'm just really, really excited and looking forward to getting to do that again, getting to meet new people, getting to hear voices and really experience the music in real time, rather than have to, you know, play back, oh, you have audio problems and all that stuff. Like, we can get back to music as it's supposed to be heard. And that's just in real life, in front of your face, right into your ears.
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the really cool parts about callbacks is really just being there in the room and, you know, getting to know every single one of us. Every member is usually there unless they had, you know, conflict, but you get to meet the group, you get to sing with us, you get to learn your part, and you get to see what it would be like to perform with us. So, you know, information about that goes up right before the end, the beginning of the semester. So be on the lookout for that if you're interested in joining us. So with that, we're gonna say goodbye to you guys. Thank you guys again for tuning in to 91.3 FM WTSR. And this has been the activities segment, and we are the Trentones, and we are so glad and so thankful for this opportunity to be on the air. And we hope that you enjoyed.
Thank you.
Bye.
Stay safe.
Thank you for listening to Club Talk. If you would like to find previously aired organizations, you can search WTSR Club Talk wherever podcasts are distributed. We would like to hear your feedback on today's show at news@wtsr.org. And if you are interested in getting involved in having your club or organization featured, reach out to stationmgr@wtsr.org. And as always, we remind you to open your mind.